So Reish Lamed Ches, Shtika B'Maisa B'Dibur B'Mashava. Now we were talking about, you're able to hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, fine. Everyone should mute okay. Their phones.
Good. Okay. So we were learning about the different madregas of Tikkun HaShtika, of repairing the midah of Shtika. And the different madregas of Shtika. We left last week with a remarkable Gemara. It's found in a few places in Shas, where one of the Tanoim Amorim is a Shtoimim Shochad. Let's read inside. L'malakach, on page Reish Lamed Ches, Havchon ha'pnimis yoyse himashu matzino b'kama makarimis v'divri chazal, so this is in Shabbos, Kedush, and so on, is Shtoimim k'shochad. So let me tell you what's going on there just in Shabbos. It's in many places, but just to use the Gemara in Shabbos as an example, there's a whole shakl in Taya there in Shabbos on Mem Zayin with the din of buses, the Dover Muktzah. Something, there's a Muktzah that's sitting on top of something. It's a whole kasha back and forth, shakl in Taya. And there was a strong question that was asked on Rav Asi's Mahalach. There was a question that was asked on Rav Asi. And the Gemara says, Ishtoimem Kesha Chada. Ishtoimem, he was astonished. Ishtoimem means astonishment. Ishtoimem, like the word shmama. Ishtoimem kishoa chada, b'shoa zula heishivlai. So for some time, Rav Asi was silent. But doesn't just say shasak or shokat. It says ishtoimem kishoa chada. No, something amazing took place. B'shoa zula heishivlai. And during that time, Rav Asi did not answer. Baklachem became Heshiv Tshuva. And afterwards, Rav Asi gave a Gewaldige, had a whole Gewaldige Einfall in the Zugin. After that time of waiting. Omedur umavur b'divrei Rabbeinu. Umavur b'divrei Rabbeinu. Sheshtoim memshachad ein hakavana bilbul adas chashashon. The Svarim explain, Ishtoim memshachad doesn't mean that he was confused. Doesn't mean he was confused. Doesn't mean he was thrown off. Doesn't mean that he was slugged up. It doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that he didn't have a response. But what it means is that we see in these places, and it would be interesting to try to understand why Davka in these places, to understand in Pnimius. Why these places in the Gemara, the Tana, Davke, in these places, he had to ascend to a place of Shtika Pnimis. In other words, remember we learned that there's different madregas of Shtika. Physical silence means to sit still, to be able to sit still. Shev al tase. Then there's not speaking, the mem domemes, not speaking. Then even inside one's mind, that things should be quieted inside a person's mind. Now we're talking about what the Svarim discuss is a mokum of shtika pnimis, the deepest place of shtika, of silence. Hechen hu amokum shel oisa shtika pnimis. What is this place of shtika pnimis? So we learned last week the Gemara Menachos, where Moshe, when he was asking about Rabbi Akiva, how could it be such a tzaddik? How could it be that such a tzaddik? Hashem showed him in the future that he was going to be tortured to death and they were going to be selling his flesh in the Roman marketplace. How could it be? So Hashem told Moshe ben Ashtoik, silence. Oh, it's working.
It's because the audio wasn't open.
We fixed the problem with the ways the volume wasn't on. The Weinbergers worked it out.
So,
my wife's very technical. She knows that. You turned the volume higher. That's all. So, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Stoik, kach ol b'machshava l'fanai. Be silent. Kach ol b'machshava l'fanai. It's an Indian of ol b'machshava. Ol b'machshava." So we find two mahalchim in understanding this shtaik. Kachal u'machshava lefanai. Habir ha-pashit. Adavar nimtza b'mokam u'machshava shnei megila nei dibur. One mahalach is that Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I can't tell you, I can't put into words, and I can't tell you what this is right now. I can't tell it to you. In other words, you're not going to understand it. There are no words in human language that can that you'd be able to understand, that you'd be able to hear. I'm not going to say it because there's no tachlis in saying it. That's the simple pshat in Olam Machshava Lefanai. It's a machshava shen megilah de dibur. It's a thought that is not going to become enclosed in words. And we have that as well. When there's something, every time that I'm asked in a shiur, which has happened over the years, hundreds of times, and I've told you, even when I'm talking about something that's totally unrelated, how do you explain the Holocaust? And if we would ask Hashem right now to explain the Holocaust, Hashem would say, "Kach olav machshava shtok, be silent." Not only do human beings not have the language, to express that, to explain it. Certainly anybody that went through it can't explain it. No book can explain it. So kivyochel, there are certain things that Hashem says, even to Moshe Rabbeinu, shtoik. This is from the world of silence. Olav machshav lefanai, this is an Indian that I have in my mind, and I'm not explaining it to you. It can't be expressed in words. There's nothing in the human language or in the mind's ability to comprehend that can be put into words. That's the pshat. However, in a deeper way, there is such a thing, the Ramadragis of Machshava, and there is such a thing that a person, a human being, how that works with Hashem, that's already an Indian in Kabbalah. I'll mention maybe a little bit something about it, but with a human being, we understand, for instance, without even getting to Kivyochel Hashem, that's not Nogea so much to us right now. We understand with a human being that a person's mind can be very determined. A person in
Okay.
A person in one's mind makes a certain decision and he's absolutely certain that thus is thus. This is absolutely what I'm going to do. This is the right mahalach. I went through everything. And then when it comes down to B'shas Maisa, he doesn't do that. Not because of an impulse. The Alter Rebbe talks about Pnimius HaMachshava and the Pnimius of Pnimius HaMachshava. Or there's a Rotzen HaElyon. There's a higher level of will, of the crown, of the keser, of Rotzen that is higher than Machshava. It's the Machshava HaPnimis that the person can't even articulate in his brain. But B'shas Maisa, he knows inside of him in a way that he doesn't understand himself. That's very common when it comes to relationships. Sometimes a chas nakala, where it's an inyan of pnimius hamachshava, that's not cognitive. It's not. It's something which transcends the intellect. Now, what does that mean? Kivyochel with Hashem, and Hashem. Obviously, we're not talking about a person not knowing his inner thoughts. So, with Hashem, there are madregas in Keser as well, which I don't think is the place to talk about right now, or maybe not even tomorrow, a different time. Mitzad kach hagdaras hadavar, yesh nashtikel shomaisa. So to put things into perspective, the lowest level of shtika is shtika shamaisa, is to be inactive, to be passive, not to move, not to do anything. Sheval tasi, that's the lowest level of shtika. In other words, I am physically silent. Yesna shtika bedibur. And then there's shtika bedibur, where I am silent by not speaking. And there's shtika b'machshava. And there's even shtika b'machshava. But what we're learning is that even in the silence of one's thoughts, there's something higher than that as well. That's what he's explaining. Dugma pshuta l'shol shtikas elu. Now, simple example of the three basic shtikas is Matzina b'Shabbos Kodesh. He uses Shabbos as an example. B'Shabbos Kodesh. Shtika b'maisa lamates malacha shenasa. Shtika b'maisa means that I have to be b'shev al tase, not to do any of the 39 malachas, to be inactive as far as those malachas are concerned. Shtika b'dibur. Mashom chazal. On Shabbos, one can't say whatever one feels like saying. On Shabbos, as you all know, there's a din. V'daber dover, the pasuk says in Navi, shelo yehi dibur chashol Shabbos, ki dibur chashol chol. That the way a person speaks on Shabbos is not the way that you speak during the week. You have to be careful what you're speaking about. Not just in terms of things that are forbidden to say. You don't have to say Lashon Hara Chilas during the week either. But on Shabbos, even speaking about what one's plans are to do during the week and so on. That when it comes to Diburim, on Shabbos there are restrictions. There are things that one shouldn't say. Kavanas adaver, b'yom chol yochel adam ladaber gam mikarach yisayda ofer amakul kol. Shazubachinas b'zeh sepechat arhalachem. During the week, a person can speak about all the things of business and so on, and that we have to do as a result of the klala, of the chait of Adam and Chava. You speak about all the things you need to of this world. B'Shabbos kodesh nesu malacha, hayshadibur b'yom zeh mikarach hadibur ha'elyon. The same man Shabbos, I refrain from those physical activities. Even when it comes to speaking, I have to go to a place of Dibur Elyon. Not the same mundane type of speech. Not the same speech that is revolving around physical activity. And therefore one has to silence that lower level of speech and come to that place of the tikkun that we learned 2 weeks ago of Rosh Chodesh, which is a kol yakov. Without words, le'nitnu shabbos is yom tovim liyisrael ela lulmaid behem tayra. So instead of speaking about physical, mundane things, the diburim of Shabbos revolve around Torah and tefillah. Diburim that are from a place of a kol yakov, the voice of Yaakov Avinu. The voice of Yaakov Avinu is the voice of Torah. It's the voice of the Olam Ha'Elyon of a higher world. It's not the sounds, the words of this world. It's a higher place. The Diburim of Shabbos is a kol Yaakov, kol Torah, kol Tefillah. That's the sounds of Shabbos. So there's the same way that one is physically silent from engaging in the 39 Melachos, also with matters of speech, a person refrains and pulls back from this world, and the speech then is transformed into a kol Yaakov, the voice, the sounds, the words of the Olam Ha'Elyon of a higher world, which is the world of Torah and the world of Tefillah, with Shabbos. Klaimer al Adam lot says me dibur sheyisayda ofer. On Shabbos, one leaves the regular words of the Yisoda of Ofer of this world, likonis leplach shtika shetavsa Rachel, and enters into the shtika of Rachel Yemenu, which we already learned, that it does not mean that Rachel Yemenu was not a talkative person. She spoke. But her words were words that were exalted words, that came from a place of where there wasn't that internal noise and turbulence of the Yetzer Hara of this world. It was a Shabbos dikka. It was a Shabbos dikka type of speech. Rachli meino. U'mikoyach kach legalis es hakol kol Yaakov. And as we learn through Rachli meino, that madrega of hakol kol Yaakov was revealed. Pedres lamitas. L'malu mikach nema lo sevaru eish b'chol mashvesecha b'yom haShabbos. But then we come to a higher madrega. The Torah says not to create any, not to make any fires on Shabbos. Klamar lechem lahashtik is a shin sherekes. We learn fire, shin sherekes, that we've been talking about the past few weeks. The shriek of that internal noise. Midoichak yitiru lishol sholem b'Shabbos. Midoichak, the Yushalmi says that Chazal, midoichak, barely wanted to allow a person to even give sholem on Shabbos. Sholem is always a shin sherekes. V'gam oisa b'koyshi hitiru loymer. Sham tzorech lachzol l'shtika hel yonish yisayda mayim ha-mechav mis'eish. Shabbos, there's a madrega of the, what we learned last week, of the water that extinguishes the fire. U'mekakach l'agil l'siag l'chach m'shtika. And there were tzaddikim that came out, didn't talk on Shabbos at all. They didn't talk on Shabbos. Not even diburim of out loud. Diburim of Torah and Tefillah. There was a silence on Shabbos. V'daber dover, shleyeh dibur chal shel Shabbos ki dibur chal chol ba'aymek, ki b'Shabbos alach alalo is to'olim shekulim achshava. Shabbos is Yom HaDin Nishmasa, the day of the Neshama. And ideally, there's an inyan of a person going on Shabbos to that madrega shukule machshava. That's completely a place of machshava, of thought. Not even the words that are about to come out from the mouth. Kule machshava. Yom HaDin Nishmasa. That's where there were tzaddikim, that even in their learning, on Shabbos they only learned Pnimius HaTorah. They only learned, they didn't learn Nigla of Torah. They only learned Kabbalah and Pnimius HaTorah. They entered into that place of the world of the Neshama, of the world of Machshava. Kach Pirush HaBaal Shem Tov, as Divrei HaGemara, coming in and out, I'm sorry.
Okay, we hear you, Rebbe.
You hear me? Okay. It's showing really past 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So the Baal Shem Tov taught as follows. The Gemara in Chulin brings the Pasuk in Tillim. Ha'omnam Eilam Tzedek Tidaberun Meishorem Tishbetu B'dei Adam. In English, do you really decree what is just? It's talking about judges in this world, and even people that are not such good people. Do you really decree what is just? Do you judge mankind with equity? Do human judges really judge with equity in a fair way? So on this pasuk in Tillim, the Gemara Chulin says the following: Ma u'menasu shel adam b'olam hazeh. What is the umnas? Ha-omnam. The Chazal take the word omnam and say we see in here a hint to the word umnas. Umnas, of course, means an art or a craft. Ma umnasu shel adam b'olam hazeh. What is the greatest skill of a person in this world? Yosim atzma ki'ilu. To make himself ki'ilu, he can't speak. To make himself like somebody who is chas v'shalom, who is mute. Ki'ilim. That is the greatest skill. Yochel af, the Gemara says, Yochel af l'divrei Torah, tam lo mitzadik t'daber. The Gemara says, what does it mean? You should be mute. Does that mean you shouldn't even speak words of Torah? you should be even not to say words of Torah. Tzedek to Debeirin. No, Tzedek to Debeirin. Words of Tzedek, words of righteousness, words of Torah to Debeirin. Yeah. Yochel Divrei Torah. Yochel Divrei Torah. So, in Yochel Lumay Torah, Olav Lalas Loyna Machshavish Lomayla Mehadibur. The Divrei Torah Yeshna Madrega Vehigisa Machshavin. In other words, the Gemara says, in other words, this Yochel Divrei Torah is saying, the Havamin is telling us, Yochel Divrei Torah, Minichusa, which means, Enachanami, of course in this world, we speak Divrei Torah. But the question of Yochel Divrei Torah is saying that really when it comes to Divrei Torah, Yochel Divrei Torah B'nichusa, that the highest madrig of Divrei Torah are the deepest thoughts that one has in Torah that are not even able to be expressed in words. Yochel Divrei Torah. B'Divrei Torah yesh to madrigas v'hegisa, machshava, madrigas v'dibarta ba. So it says in the Pasuk v'hegisa b'yom v'layla, to contemplate. V'gisa, there's a machlokes by the Mefarshim what it means, but the simple pshat is to contemplate, and then you have the mitzvah v'divarta bam, to speak words of Torah. So there's the meditation, the contemplation of Torah, and there's the divarta bam of Torah, speaking words of Torah. Dibur. Misha oylele mem de memeshim medu memes ha-shrikas, medu memes ha-shrikas ha-shin, shalakol kol yakav, harishu oylele machshav, shazu avchon es yochel af b'divrei Torah. In other words, there's even not even such a thing. There's a madrega of Talmud Torah that it's not just saying Divrei Torah, but rather, of course, the ikur is ve'gisim v'layla is for a person to ascend to the place of the highest machshavas of Torah, the highest machshavas of Torah. I once told you there was a maaser with the Gitte Yid from Neustadt. He was the son of the Mor of Hashemesh. The Gitte Yid from Neustadt was not known to be a person that knew how to learn Torah at all. He was a merdik at tzaddik, but nobody ever heard him say any Torah. And it's not like they say in the Rebbe Abzushia, you know, that they say in the Gitte Yid that the imamish never saw him learning. He used to sit and say Tillim all day in the back of the shul. So one time, I told you the maaser, one time, he was sitting in the same Beis Medrash, he was saying Tillim, and the Divrei Chaim was learning a Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Can you imagine the Divrei Chaim? It was the Gadol Hador. And the Divrei Chaim couldn't come to the deeper meaning of Tosfos. On his madrega, he had questions on Tosfos. He couldn't get the Tosfos, and he walked over to the Gitte Yid, who was saying Tillim, and he asked the Gitte Yid to say over Tosfos, pshat and Tosfos. And the Gitte Yid says, "Reb, I don't know how to read Tosfos. I don't understand even the Gemara. Forget about Tosfos." The Vichaim says, "No, read Tosfos. What's pshat and Tosfos? Read Tosfos." The Gitte Yid looks at the Tosfos and he reads the words. He just reads the words, and the Vichaim starts to jump and to clap. And he says, that's the pshat. That's the pshat. In other words, the Gitte Yid read Tosfos. The Gitte Yid read Tosfos in such a way that it was a knetch. It was whatever it was. It triggered. I know that's a popular word nowadays, but it usually is used to trigger something bad. It triggered something higher in the Divrei Chaim. It could be how the Gitte Yid moved his head. It could be how he put his face down and to look into the Tosfos. It could be that how he said the comma that Hashem put into his mouth, into the Gitte Yid's mouth, to say or to emphasize a certain word. Anybody that learns knows that happens even to small people like us, that sometimes it's not that there was some convincing shot that was said over us. There's a place in a person's mind that just clicks. It's a mashrova. There's an inyan of hagisa to contemplate, to meditate. There's something there that's higher than even the regular mashrovas in a person's mind. That's why there were tzaddikim, many tzaddikim, that we know with the Chazon Ish, that sometimes in learning he came to a place where he was stuck, and he would just close the Gemara, and he would go daven. There were other tzaddikim that they came to a place, and then he would come back after the Chazon Ish, and he was all Chazon Ish, you know, with the whole thing. And there were other tzaddikim that they would just go to sleep. They would say, tomorrow. And even sometimes even with us, that it's not going. Sometimes you get to a sugya and it's not going. And then you just, they even say in English, to sleep on it. And there's such a thing that during the night, that through that ascent of the neshama to the place where machshavas come from, which is higher than machshava, when you get up in the morning, you come to that machshava. You're able to come to that place. There was such an Indian. So the Baal Shem Tov said that hinted here in the Gemara is Yochel is not just to say, no. There's a level of ilmus, of silence, even when it comes to Divrei Torah, the highest machshavas. The Pizatz and Swissi Lena, the Yesh Kodesh, you know, we've learned the Torah many times. In a few of the Torahs that he was saying in Eish Kodesh, he spoke about the contradiction between what the Jews believed and what they were watching with their eyes happening, unfolding in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he spoke about this inyan of kacha, of shtoik, of silencing one's thoughts and allowing oneself to ascend to a higher place of emuna, of reish d'leisyada, of an unknowable part of one's mind, that's able to believe that Hashem is good despite what you're looking at with your eyes, which is horrible. To be able to have that silence of the mind. Because you could imagine people watching these things, these are ma'aminim, and they're watching things that contradicted everything that they were ever taught about Hashem. They were going against everything they believed in. Everything. Now, how does a person go on? So there are many drashas in the Eish Kodesh about the Rebbe speaking about. There's also a whole thing in Derech HaMelech, it's printed in the back, of Hashkata. The Rebbe used the technique of silencing one's mind. To silence one's mind. And through that, to be able to, you okay? Mm-hmm. You're able to ascend to a higher place of Hagisa, boy. Misha Oilu Lemem De Memesh Shemadumemes higher than Hakol Kol Yaakov. There's no voice at all, not even inside the head, but to ascend to someplace higher. Omnam Kol Ha'aliyas Halalu Shuzku Adena Hinan Aliyas LaMachshava. And the madrega that's higher than all machshavas, where the person enters into this highest place. This is called in the Gemara Ishtoimim Shachada. Shomul kva oila l'malam and a machshava. There's being oila l'machshava when a person is not speaking or just thinking about the Vetaira. But then there's lemalam nachshava, higher than thought. That's a shtoimim shachada. Shomu kva oila lemalam nachshava. Shomu kva oila lemalam nachshava. That's higher than machshava. Zuhad mamish is galsa bekvias yamstov. So we see the bekvias yamstov. Ubi esatayk of maimon hasinai. Bekvias yamstov nemar. Matitzak elai dabel. Why are you talking? Why are you davening? Go. Tell the Jews to go. Bidum de Rechazal, Batika Talia Milsa, Chazal say that Kriyas Yamsuf was not something that depended upon any Diburim speech. It's Batika Talia Milsa. It was coming from the highest place called Atika Kadisha, coming from a very, very high place. Of that higher crown that we were talking about a little bit. And that's Hashem Yilachem Lachem Atem Tacharishun. Hashem is going to take care of everything. Tacharishun, be silent. But the silence here is not just don't speak, don't daven. It means we're talking now about a sugya of silence, higher silence. Hashem was saying, this is something that creation doesn't grasp. What's going to happen now is beyond creation. For Allah loyrak mehadibur, it's not only something that's not spoken about, that you can't speak about, you can't daven for, you can't talk about. Elagami machsheves adam. It's not anything that the mind can comprehend. Ki lefi machsheves adam ein mokam liyinotzel zahasayif. Because according to reasoning, logic, according to the following, according to the mind, there's nowhere to go. Yamsuf is called Yamsuf because it means what? Zasuf? Zasuf? Ein makom. Ein makom lalechen. Ein makom lazuz. Gamandu. The story of Bnei Yisrael is finished. Yamsuf. Sof. Ein makom. There's nowhere to go. That's already called Atika Kedisha. Kilafim, it says, Kriyas Yamsuf came from some place where, according to everything that exists in the world, in the universe, Zahasov. It's finished. It's finished. And Hashem had to rip open something. Hashem over here opened up something after the end, higher than the end. Listen, yesterday we heard a ma'isa. We heard a ma'isa of a person who was given a diagnosis of chalila, terrible, terrible cancer. Last week there was a diagnosis of a terrible cancer. And it looked like chalila zasof. And yesterday there was a meeting of different doctors and they found out that it wasn't, it's not bemis, a tumor. It was some sort of a bacterial thing that was behaving like a tumor. And she's perfectly healthy. So, Chasdei Hashem. Now, it would be nice to have a lot more stories like this, I know. And we don't have too many of them. But there is such an inyan where there's a sof, like in the Holocaust, and Hashem opens up the Yamsuf, and there are survivors. After the Saif. Okay? Harlem River Drive? Mm-hmm. Say that. There's something after the Saif. It's a loss of. It was according to everything that exists, it's a Saif. Gamaran. There's something higher than that. Ulamat Soli Lakrayas Yamsuf. The Kroyas Amem Do Memes Yetzer Asaif. The Mem Do Memes creates an end, a self, Shtika. Kan Hais Aliyah Gemur L'mayla M'nachshav. But here, by Kriyas Yamsuf, something was higher than Machshav. Ve'ech Zeh Hizgal Seh B'mokim Shal Mal M'nachshav. And how was that revealed? B'kach Shanachshav B'nam Nilav Hutzor Chlik V'yitzel Ayom. Because there was this...
U.S. 1 South George Washington Bridge, Amsterdam Avenue. 179th Street.
Because there was this one Jew, Nachshon ben Aminadov, and this person, this tzaddik Nachshon ben Aminadov, he jumped into the ocean. In other words, he jumped into a place with Mesiras Nefesh, where, according to the rules of creation, who yigi lasof, there's no place to jump in. There's nothing to do. So, you know, when Chazal tell us, the difference, why is it that by the earlier ones, by the Rishonim, they saw all kinds of miracles, and we don't see miracles, open miracles. So Chazal tells the Chilik was that the earlier ones, they were Moisrei Nefesh. Their Avodah was with Mesiras Nefesh. In other words, on a human being's level, when he feels that he's besof kol hakoyches shaloi, when he feels that he can't go weiter, and he pushes himself with mesirus nefesh to go weiter, it doesn't make sense. It's irrational. But he pushes himself. Chazal say that can bring a person a nes that comes from a place that transcends this world. It's not from this world. So, unfortunately, over the years, I've had these conversations with people, below Elena, were told that medically, Igul Asof. Now, there's getting the Chevra together to say Telem, which is very powerful, but that's still in the world of this world of Dibura. Of B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, Diburim are very high, very powerful. Davening of a Jew, Hakol Kol Yaakov, is very powerful. But there's something that's more powerful than words. What's more powerful than words is Mesirus Nefesh. That a person goes someplace beyond the self. Me'eva la'sof. When a person does so, the tzaddikim say that if chalila there's a gzeira and you daven, you do whatever you can, but there's something that's more powerful, and that's to take upon yourself an inyan with mesirus nefesh. An inyan that in your life, that in avoida, either to stop doing something that you felt, I can't possibly stop this. I can't stop doing this. This avera, I can't stop. And to stop. Or when it comes to something you felt in your avoida that you couldn't possibly ever do, and you do. That has the ability to unleash an inyan of kach ola b'machshav lefanai, something higher. In other words, when a person transcends his own way of thinking, it's able to be mo'ira, something that's transcendent. This is from teachers. And we see such an inyan. So what happened by Yamsuf was that Nachshon, what's it showing of the time now? 12. What Nachshon did with Mesirus Nefesh, he jumped into the water. Anything that comes with reason, with logic, by definition, it's not Mesirus Nefesh. It's still limited, it's still confined to creation, because Machshav is a part of creation. So that's not Mesirus Nefesh. Next page. But when a person is able to transcend his own reason, his own way of thinking, and he's poyal, he conducts himself in that way that is irrational. It's not irrational. It's super rational, higher than whatever the word is. It defies anything that's rational in his life. And he is poyal alpiv, zui mesirus nefesh. That's mesirus nefesh. Like nowadays, it's not like now. You know, you ask your kid, would you mind sweeping up after the party you just had with your friends? And he says, no, I'm not doing that. And you say, please, a little mesirus nefesh. That's how they use mesirus nefesh nowadays. In other words, what we used to say, forgive me for talking this way, will you please get off your tuchus and do what you're supposed to? Now it's already, could you please be moist and nefesh? Like, this is the Akedah's Yitzhak or something to sweep the room. Could you please be moist and nefesh? Everything now is mesirus nefesh. So every single dinner, every speech is that this person is moist and nefesh, for the moist. How the word mesirus, those words mesirus nefesh are being used now is not, sometimes it is, but very often it just means they use it now in Hebrew, could you try harder? You want to try harder. You know, there's a guy like the guy comes to shul 20 minutes late every day, and you say, you know, why don't you come on time? He says, I can't. So you say, well, maybe you could try harder. That's already on this guy's Matzavit already says, Moshe Bal Mesiris Nefesh. He's already a Moshe Nefesh.
Wearing a mask.
Yeah, oh yeah. My wife is here, so by putting on a mask, this is already all the speeches now. All the masks in shul. Everybody stands there in shul. They feel like I'm amish Moshe Nefesh to daven. This is Mesiris Nefesh on my part that I came to shul. I could be at some outdoor minyanim, an outdoor minyan breathing in the fresh air of New York like today. And instead of Moshe Nefesh, and I come to the air-conditioned shul and wear the thing on my face for an hour or two. And now everybody's already thinking how we're going to survive Tisha B'Av Gevalt. I'm going to have to Zoom kinus. I can't go to a live kinus because I can't wear the mask on my face for a few hours. Or I'm going to go to kinus in the Poconos or something. Or in the Rocky Mountains where they don't have to wear a mask. Because why? Because wearing a mask in shul is Mesiris Nefesh. I think that what some of the doctors were saying is that by taking it off, you're being Moshe Nefesh, meaning you're giving up your life and potentially endangering yours or someone else's life. That's not Mesiris Nefesh wearing a mask. It's uncomfortable. For Nachshon Ben Aminadov to jump into the Yamsuf, it wasn't uncomfortable. It was impossible. When you do something that you, in your mind, is impossible, that's called Mesiris Nefesh. That's going to a place of shtoimem shachad. It's not just that the mind is quiet and at peace. It's not just Yishuv Adas, which is a madrega of a kol Yaakov. It's not just Yishuv Adas. It's a shtoimem shachad. It's going to a place that's higher than Machshav. Nachshon ben Aminadov went to such a place. Lamalu ben Amachshava. Boy, Mick Yosef says, "Gal Matan Torah." But look about by Matan Torah. I'm sorry, there's some crazy music going. It's the next car, but I don't want to say anything because you know that could cause Chas V'Shalom a riot or something. So we'll just have to deal with it. So. What happened by Matan Torah? Shoz kol abriya kula haisa shketa. All of creation was silent. Kshenos hakadosh baruch hu asa Torah tzipul tzavach oifle parach. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, that when Hashem gave the Torah, a bird didn't chirp. Not only that, but even the wings of the bird didn't move to make a fluttering sound. Shor lo go, an ox didn't give a krechts. Oifanim lo yofu, the angels weren't flying. Even the sound of the angels, whatever that means, is not physical. Srofim lo yomru kodesh kodesh. Well, the malachim, hem lo nizdaze. Hayom lo nizdaze. The ocean stopped moving when the Torah was given. In other words, the words Anoche Hashem Elokecha came out in a state of complete, absolute silence of all of creation. Habriyas lo yador, nobody spoke. Elo olam shoyseg amachash v'yotza hakol. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's an amazing thing. The silence of all of creation, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Yeish hevdol dak ben sheket l'shtika. We learned last week there's a difference between sheket, shakot, and shasok. Sheket and shtika. Shtika al derech klal himidibur. Shtika usually means not to talk. Sheket in yonos shein afil hashmas kol means not even a sound. By Ma'amad HaSinai, it wasn't only that there wasn't any. No, was that's. You got it?
I think so.
That second before Anochi Hashem Elokecha wasn't only a shtika that Hashem wasn't talking. It wasn't only that everything was quiet. Hem olu lemokim shashtika hashtika gamas hashtika gamas akol v'yeso ken gamas amachshava. In other words, Torah comes from a place that's higher than anything the world could possibly understand. And to be a Jew of Torah, it requires Mesiris Nefesh. Doesn't mean it requires Mesiris Nefesh to put on tzitzis and tefillin. Maybe it requires Mesiris Nefesh to put on tzitzis and tefillin in concentration camp. But it doesn't require Mesiris Nefesh for us. But for each person to become be'emes at tzaddik, anochi Hashem lokecha, you have to be prepared to give up this world, mamish. You have to come to a place of kach olam machshava, of ishtoimem chadashayit, ishtoimem, a place that I didn't know myself that I could come to such a madrega. I didn't understand myself. I don't know how I myself was able to do this. That a person, let's say, there's a Yetzirah, and the whole world is giving to that Yetzirah. The whole world is giving to that Yetzirah. And you hold yourself back from the Yetzirah, and you're mishtoimein. Ech asiti etze, ech etzlachti b'ze. Hashem is asking from us things that we can't possibly live by. And it's true. And the world doesn't live by. But we can, and we do. A mishtoimein. How's that possible? It's not possible. The Torah was given, that split second before the Torah was given, everything was silent. There was absolute silence because it was a moment where all of creation tasted, and we were there at Hashina, and that doesn't mean they were given the Torah. We tasted the deeper meaning of that silence, which is what? That you can come to a place within yourself that is silent, that even though your brain tells you you can't sit and learn day and night, you can't keep these mitzvahs, you can't stay away from these affairs, you can. Mechataisa. How can I? It doesn't make sense. I can't. I'm telling you, I can't figure this out. I can't figure this Gemara out. You can. I can't possibly stay away from doing this Aveira. You can. Because your Yiddishkeit and my Yiddishkeit doesn't come from a place of this world. It doesn't come from a place just of Hashem spoke to us and said words. It comes to that moment before he spoke. Have you following? It came from that moment where all of creation was silent. That's where you and I got the Torah from. A guy can't come, yes, he could try hard, he's smart, he's a genius. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't, our Torah, we receive the Torah from that place of kach olam machshav lofa. How do we go through Nochat Tisha B'Av and read over the same crazy things that would happen to us, and then we still go to Mincha, we put on tefillin, and then we go to Shabbos Nachmu, and then we make a big barbecue, and everybody's happy? After this stuff, you'd figure that everybody would just hang up their tefillin and say, I had it with this religion. How does one cross over from Tisha B'Av to Nachmu? The Teretz is, there's no Teretz. Akasha, it comes from a place of ishtoimim chadashayit. That there's that crossing over from Tisha B'Av to Nachmu, ishtoimim chadashayit. How does a Jew do that? How does a Jew do that? Nacha Tisha B'Av, nacha Eicha, nacha Kines. Ishtoimim chadashayit. It's a different thing, because we received Yiddishkeit from that silence before it was spoken. And that's our value, to go to that place, to ascend to that place. I read it already. Therefore, when Hashem spoke, our neshama has left us. When he said, "Anochi Hashem," our neshama has left. It's the same thing. Do a parch and neshmasam. Can neshama nikra seichel? B'shas matan teirah shtik b'Yisrael gamis machshav, because the neshama is expressed through seichel. Our neshama has left us because Yiddishkeit is not something of seichel. Even the neshama doesn't have. You understand? It's something else. B'shas matan teirah shtik b'Yisrael gamis machshav. So Yosan Nishmas and Klaimer, Him Olu Lamokim Shalamala, Lamalim Machshevas Odin. Tended to a place that's the Malami Machshevas Odin, that's higher than Machshevas Odin. Higher. No, Hashem Shabbat should help that we shouldn't have to go to that higher place, that Hashem should remove Tisha B'Av as we see it in our lives. And the higher meaning of what Tisha B'Av was originally created to be and what it means and what's going to be revealed is going to be the biggest yontiv of the whole year. And we should be Zarech Mitzvah Hashem. We shouldn't have to sit this year, but if we have to, it should be the last time. And we should be Zarech to go straight from Chazayin right into Nachamu without any stops in between, to go without meeting any ways or any GPS, without anybody, without Amsterdam Avenue, the George Washington Bridge, and the smog, and all this stuff, to go straight to Yerushalayim with the Kulash of Amitis, Amen.